present today's program in French with subtitles in English, Arabic, Polaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean, Spanish, French, German, Italian, Persian, Russian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Thai, Polish and Indonesian. La Suisse est un pays de beauté naturelle au cœur de l'Europe, avec des montagnes à couper le souffle, de superbes lacs, de magnifiques rivières, des collines ondulantes parsemées de prairies, des villages pittoresques et des grandes villes où de nombreuses multinationales ont leur siège social européen. La Suisse a été fondée en 1291 et a atteint sa taille actuelle en 1815. C'est une république fédérale de 26 États appelée canton. Étant l'une des démocraties les plus anciennes et efficaces au monde, ses habitants ont le droit de vote pour chaque décision gouvernementale importante. Bien que petite par sa taille, la Suisse a trois langues nationales, l'allemand, le français et l'italien, et est un bon exemple de coexistence amicale entre les différentes cultures et religions. La Suisse est connue pour sa neutralité et son activité humanitaire. Elle a accueilli d'innombrables réfugiés en leur donnant un nouveau foyer. De nombreux étrangers ont choisi d'habiter dans ce pays hospitalier, si bien que certaines villes, comme Genève, comptent plus de 40% d'étrangers. Genève, une ville internationale située dans la partie française du pays, héberge les Nations Unies, la Croix-Rouge internationale, l'OMC, ainsi que de nombreuses autres organisations internationales. L'économie suisse est la sixième du monde. Avec des ressources naturelles limitées, le pays doit développer d'autres façons de survivre et a maintenant une industrie de la montre florissante, une recherche médicale très active, des compagnies spécialisées dans l'électronique, des banques reconnues mondialement, sans oublier bien sûr l'industrie du chocolat. Parmi les Suisses célèbres, on compte Henri Dunant, fondateur de la Croix-Rouge, le champion de tennis Roger Federer, l'actrice Ursula Andress, les architectes Le Corbusier et Mario Botta, les écrivains Friedrich Dürrenmatt, Max Frisch, C.F. Ramus et Jean-Jacques Rousseau, pour n'en citer que quelques-uns. En 1993, le leader spirituel et humanitaire mondial Maître Suprême Qinghai a accepté l'invitation de sincères chercheurs de vérité et s'est rendu dans ce beau pays pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance du royaume de Dieu. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence intitulée « Laissez Dieu servir à travers nous » donnée par le Maître Suprême Qinghai à Genève le 20 avril 1993 en Suisse.
The tradition in the United Nations in Geneva, we began with meditation. I'm very happy for the word that in the United Nations people meditate. Since ancient times, the great kings were always those who have deep insight and those who practice meditation method in order to be connected with heaven and to know the will of heaven before they are able to govern the earth affair. That's why since ancient times the great kings of wisdom, they always rule with compassion and wise system, and their names always stay forever in the hearts of the people, and they never have to use violence or armed force to conquer, but they use love and wisdom. And we have the reason to feel happy that here in the United Nations such people exist, because actually the personnel in the United Nations are more or less kings of the world, because we don't rule only one nation, but whatever we whatever service we do here affect the whole world. I'm so happy that there is a tradition here that we meditate.
Yes.
Not once a week, but also every day at home. Once a week is only when we get together here to do it in a symbolic way. But the more important practice carries on at home and even at work. Our system of meditation is a continuous process, 24 hours, for those who seek wisdom and for those who likes to serve the world with love and dignity and, of course, wisdom. When we are connected with heaven through different means of meditation or deep prayers in sincere longing to know the will of God, we will be able to serve the world in a better light, because the light from heaven which comes through meditation will be able to shine our path in whichever path we choose to serve the world. Of course, here in the United Nations, your work are most noble, most important. I have always been following the activities of the United Nations and feel very happy that our Earth, our planet, at least have such a universal body who serve the whole world and not only one or two government, and selflessly and sometimes sacrifice even their precious lives for the peace of the world, like in for instance, like in Cambodia, the peace army, or in so many other not very stable countries. This demands sometimes the sacrifice of personal comfort and safety and even lives. And let's hope that in the future all the world will heed the advice and the direction of the United Nations, and that we live in a more loving atmosphere of brotherhood. And of course, the meditation practice, which is headed by the group, yes, sure, yes, would be a great benefit. As I have said, that since ancient time, all the wise kings, they rules with love and wisdom, and never with force. So it is very, very good that the personnel in the United Nations do meditation together. That is very, very touching to know. And if you would like to try some other kind of meditation, of course we are willing to offer, and with no condition, no binding, no charge whatsoever, just with the love to serve the world through you, to let God serve through us. Yeah. Because the time is not very long, so I think I let you ask me any question you wish to.
About your doctrine about vegetarian diet?
And yeah.
What if somebody has the willingness to follow and unconsciously or not knowingly eat meat? How would that affect?
Oh, that's they'll probably give you a little bit of stomachache. But you meditate a little bit more that day and that will be no problem. Yeah, we can't always avoid. The vegetarian diet is only to propagate more loving kindness, which already exists in us, to polish it more, to bring it to a fuller extent to all beings, including our younger brothers and sisters. That is just to show our love and also to polish our compassion. But if we do something unconsciously, well, no one can blame us. God would not. Thank you. Please.
I would like to know what it means, initiation.
Oh,
I see. Talking about the...
Oh, about initiation.
Well, about the initiation you are making after all tonight.
Initiation means you're very sincerely longing to want to know our kingdom of God within, our own greatness, our inherent wisdom. Yeah? And if you want to know that, then we arrange. Yeah? Because we have it inside. You just forget to don't know where to switch the button. And because the button is not visible, therefore it has to be done invisibly within ourselves. So at the time of initiation, the experienced friend or guide will help you to push open that button. And from then on, you enter into the circle of sainthood and you know your wisdom. And when the button is pushed open, there is some signal, like beautiful, bright light coming through, or heavenly music. Yeah, that is the signals of the opening of the kingdom of God within you. You already have it. The master or the teacher don't give you anything, just help you to recover it. Yeah, that's his initiation.
You have done a lot of work visibly for the refugees of the world. How about the drug problem of today? What kind of visible aid?
You're right. Drug begins with ignorance and frustration of the young people of our age. Because many of the organizations sometimes have failed in satisfying their spiritual need for the higher meaning of life, more than just material. Because material today we don't lack. Therefore they are charmed, they are seduced into taking drugs, because in taking drugs sometimes they can have hallucination and feel comforted for a very short time. But little did they realize the very grave consequence after that. Therefore meditation is a better, is the best way to relieve all this suffering of the people when they want to know God, they want to know happiness inside. Because our happiness through meditation, through the light and the music of heaven, is everlasting and is always improved and always more and more happiness and never have any consequence like the drug. If we can propagate more the meditational benefit, then the drug effect on people will be less, and they will understand where to turn to for a longer lasting happiness.
I would just like to come back to the subject of enlightenment and initiation, which I see it, you put the word immediate before.
Yes. Immediate enlightenment means immediate.
But the initiation periods in ancient Egypt, for instance, were at least 7 years, weren't they?
7 years? I understand.
And usually initiation is regarded as a rather long process by which one earns enlightenment.
True.
Yeah, I know it suits our modern life to say, we can now be enlightened, but I wonder what the process is.
Yes, okay. In the ancient times, it's not easy to find a master even. And if you find one, they test you for long years. Test very long, like Milarepa of Tibet. Test him 4 years. With a lot of scolding and beating sometimes. But today, if you do that, the master will be put in jail. It's not allowed anymore. And besides, our world, with a very fast and advanced way of life, we can't just cling on to that kind of method of testing disciples. Today, we have to tune in with the modern pace of the society. And of course, it, it make more trouble for the so-called teacher. Yeah, because he has no time to ground the disciples to make him earn what is very precious. But what do you think? If a master do that, how more long will we be enlightened? It takes a long time. You see, the enlightenment is very fast. But the process of 7 years is to test the disciple and to ground them into moral discipline. That is very good also. But because of that, in ancient time, not many people enlightened. And because of ignorance, they crucified Jesus. Because not many people know what enlightenment is and what meditation practice is. Is it so new and so strange? Therefore today, many masters, they open, yeah? They make it open to the public. That is as a sacrifice of the master. Time, expense, and a lot of effort to bring the disciple into a fast moral standard and a very high level of enlightenment. It's different time. Yeah, you're welcome. And enlightenment doesn't mean you are completely enlightened. Yeah, you have a taste of enlightenment so that you are encouraged to go further with it. Yeah. And in the olden time, master don't do that. I let you first work and really suffer for it. And then you appreciate it more.
Could you define or describe enlightenment as you understand it?
Oh, yes. There are two levels within our existence. One is the so-called ignorant, the other enlightenment. Yeah? And we step through the border, we come into enlightenment. Enlightenment implies light. So when you sit in quietness, through the help of the experienced teacher, you have light. You've seen light flooding through you. Yeah? And then you feel elevated. You feel changed. You enter into different dimension. And once you enter there and registered, you never come back again. You still work in the world, still do your business, fulfill your duty as the housewife or husband or United Nations personnel, but inside you are contact with the higher world. Yeah. And not only light that we see beautiful heavenly mansions, which like Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Yeah. We can visit and we can see sometimes ancient masters and learn from their wisdom in order to put this into the use of our daily service to the world. And that's why we work more effective, yeah? And less effort, but more result, because we are wiser. We learn from the masters. Because these masters never die. They just ascend into a higher level of existence. And if we ascend to their level, we meet them also. We can learn from them. That's a better way to learn than just to learn from limited scriptures or Bibles, which sometimes we don't understand the meaning anyhow.
To my best knowledge, Guangqin Lao Hersang, the monk Guangqin, died in 1986, at the age of 96. And through his life, sometimes he meditated as long as 4 months without eating anything, without drinking anything.
That's possible.
And this thing happens 4 times through his life. And before he passed away, he said, I will be reincarnated and come back. Next time when I come back, I will be in the province of Guangxi, China.
Yeah.
Could you comment on that?
Well, that's his business, why you ask me. Why Ingo?
How can it be happening?
That he come back?
Why Guangxi? Why not Guangdong?
Guangdong, right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, he likes Guangxi better, you see. That's his choice. Some saints, they do come back at will. Once we enter the circle of sainthood and mount into a different level, higher level, we can choose to reincarnate wherever we want. But sometimes they choose to reincarnate in a place where they have more affinity with these people. That's all.
我追求真理，向往真善美，因为我的那个就很多灾难嘛，所以我已经修炼佛道好几年了，做了好几年的 meditation 以后，但是我
因为我很就是我心不安，也不是不安，我也很怪的身体，所以我修炼效果不好，所以我就想请您指教，就是能不能给我一个方法，能不能很快就顿悟这样？懂，那你修观音法门嘛，你修我们的法门好不好？等一下叫你，你要的话，你工作完就到我家那边来叫你。
哎呦，太好了！哎，谢谢你，你没时间。OK，不客气，不客气。
She said that could I teach her something that this is faster because she meditated many years and she didn't feel much effect. Yeah. So I said, yes, sure. You come to my house after your work and I teach you. That's what it was. Okay? Yeah. No problem. Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your view of life after death?
Oh, I see. Well, you asked me too early.
Most of us have a view,
understand.
View of it.
Yes. You see?
Either everything is finished or
something is going on.
How it would be going on.
We die every day during meditation. Many people do not know what dying is because they don't die every day. Yeah. When we meditate, sometimes we die. We die, but we come back again because our silver cord is not broken yet, as it would be at the time of death. So we die, we go to different world, we live this physical world for a while, maybe sometime for some hours or months like the Guangjing Lao Shang, yeah. But we come back again. And that's the process of death. Just like you walk from this room outside the door, anytime, it's no problem. But that is to the one who are virtuous, and who live up to the will of heaven, and who meditate, and who contact the kingdom of God within, then they die just like walking through the door to a better room, a more glorious world. But to those who are heavy burdened and who do not fear God and who do things which are not according to God's loving law, then they have a lot to fear. At the time of death, they suffer tremendous pain, and also they sometimes sink to a little lower existence, which is more terrifying, more suffering. That's what we call hell. Yeah. And for us, no problem. We die every day. Yes, sir.
I wonder if you could give us a few basic points of your teachings. I noticed you have written a few books, and I just want to know very briefly what's the few basic points of your teaching or your theory. What should one do to become enlightened, to what one should believe in, to the basic, those basic points.
Understand. Our teaching doesn't advocate any particular religion, but you stay with your own religion, yeah? And we just help you at the time of initiation to make contact with your faith. For example, you believe in God, yeah? And we help you to see God. If you believe in Buddha, fine, you will see the Buddha. And you can learn from God or Buddha directly. But through the non-verbal teaching from the heaven, you see, not have to use language. Therefore, at the time of initiation, I don't talk. We just sit quietly. And then in silence, you will be enlightened. Because your nature is enlightenment.
The many levels that you have mentioned when one meditates, how does one overcome this kind of fear when you go into different levels?
The first level is called astral level. There are the many tricks there, because it's a lower level. It's a level of still illusion and maya. And hells exist there also. Of course, you might traverse it and then maybe you encounter some unfriendly beings. But the master is there, that's why, to protect you, to pass through this unfriendly region and to go higher. No problem. Many of my fellow practitioners, they're very happy, very, very beautiful, very excellent in feeling. You feel renewal, like you're charged with full of energy. You will be like a newborn person.
Je voudrais vous demander si vous avez déjà été attaqué par des énergies négatives dans votre travail pour vous empêcher de travailler.
Si, si. Yeah, I can say in English. Please translate. I have been attacked also by some of these so-called negative energies, yeah? But when they encounter the light which is surrounded, a practitioner, like myself, for example, then they melt like noodles or like nothing. So I have never been harmed. I never fight back. Just naturally, they stopped. They just melted. One of the practitioners, after they became a disciple, she told me that she was a kind of a Taoist, you know. She practiced until she can manifest a knife that long. A knife, but invisible knife. And whomever she direct that knife to is assured of eternal death. And she directed that knife to me while I was lecturing somewhere without telling anybody because it's invisible. It's a form of light and sharp for that long. But when it come to me, the light that surrounded me just melt that knife and she surrendered. Now she became a disciple. We have that even on tape. Yeah, she confessed that after becoming disciple. Otherwise, nobody know. I never talk about it. vous avez oui, compris?
J'ai compris.
Si.
Avez-vous contact avec les centres de sagesse de notre planète? Shambhala ou Lagartha ou des choses comme ça.
Il y a beaucoup de gens. Il y a déjà passé, hein? On peut tout le temps contacter, yeah. C'est pas de problème. Pour mes disciples, c'est déjà plus facile. All my disciples or the fellow practitioners can contact them also, and they see Jesus, Buddha, sometimes even already at the time of initiation.
Que pensez-vous sur notre planète des manifestations du phénomène des UFO, UFO?
They are the other planet which are more advanced in technology, yeah? And in our universe, there are many planets like that. Sometimes they make UFO for sale. Maybe in the future we can buy one. Yeah, it's not a joke.
Je ne comprends pas pourquoi on dit que Dieu est bon et il y a tant de souffrances dans le monde.
Ah, this is not God's fault. This is our fault. We see things with different eyes. We should see with the true eye, then we see the true goodness of God. For me, the world is perfect. And no suffering, nothing. But for you, there is suffering. Therefore, I am here. Tell you to go into the world of non-suffering. You see, different, yeah. Just like a cat, you put her in front of television, she don't see movement. Or the owl, in the daytime, the sun shine brilliantly, but he never know there is a sun. And he say, there's no sun. But for us, there is sun, because we have different eyes.
Oui, mais quand vous avez des gens qui sont proches de vous et qui souffrent moralement, physiquement, avec le troisième homme, vous ne voyez plus rien?
Si je veux pas voir les illusions du monde, je vois pas. Mais parce que celui qui souffre, moi, je descends. Hein? Descends? Descends et voir comme lui-même. Pour lui aider. Aider, si. If I want to help him, of course I have to come down to his level and understand and help him to go up. Just like you help a child to learn ABC, even though you are a PhD. You have PhD.
But can we help directly by meditation the sufferings of the world?
Yes, somehow. Somehow we help, but because everyone must be enlightened himself in order to get out of the suffering. Otherwise, there's no use. It helps, of course, just like you are a professor in a university. And of course, you help your children to be more intelligent. by helping him with the homeworks, yeah? But he himself must be a PhD later in order to know how to work, how to earn money, how to have a high position in the world. So it helps a little bit, but each one must be enlightened. Yeah. Otherwise, one Buddha enlightened enough, one Jesus enough. To be enlightened, you don't need to run away from family, don't need Himalaya, nothing. Because if you have a teacher at your home, you don't need to go. I did not have teacher that time. I wasn't enlightened. I don't know where to go to find master, so I have to leave home. I want to run around to look for master.
How can children practice your method?
Children, when 6 years old, if they are with parents, they can be initiated into half. And when they are 12, if they have parents who also practice, they can be initiated full. If they don't have parents, they have to wait until 16 years old.
What? Why the parents desire initiation for the children?
The children must want it. We respect young and old. And I always tell people never to force other people into initiation or any kind of practice if they're not ready. Yeah. Oh, I think we have to conclude our meeting. And I have to thank God that allows such a noble meeting to take place through the kindness and egoless service of Madame the President. No, President of the Meditation Group. Don't worry. Yeah, coordinator. Yeah, it's the same name. In New York, they call that the president of the yoga society.
Here we don't.
Oh, it's the same. Yeah. Oh, we don't argue about the name. Okay, you be the queen. All right. So I'm very touched by her effort and kindness and generosity. And because of her invitation, the invitation of the United Nations, that I even made the trip to Europe this year, which I hesitated for a long time, even though I have been invited. Yeah. So it's a kind of, you are kind of a push, huh? The United Nations invitation is good for the whole Europe. You see that? How good the United Nations is? Thank you very much. And I wish you continue with your noble work. That would be beautiful for the world.
Merci d'avoir été avec nous aujourd'hui dans cet épisode de Paroles de Sagesse. Rendez-vous demain pour la seconde partie de cette conférence fascinante « Laissez Dieu servir à travers nous ». Et maintenant, restez avec nous pour cette émission spéciale sur la musique et la poésie du Maître Suprême Qinghai, à suivre sur Supreme Master Television. Nous vous souhaitons une belle journée pleine d'inspiration. Thank you for your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of this fascinating lecture on Let God Serve Through Us. And now, stay tuned for our special presentation featuring Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry on music and poetry, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. We wish you an uplifting and beautiful day.